disturbed.
Here we go.
Blocking the baseball game.
What have you seen from Volkov there?
I don't know, it's a really nice shot. Much needed. It took us 8.5 periods to get one, and then didn't take us too much longer to get the next ones, which is big for us. But no, another strong outing by Volky. He's getting the penalty kill, and he's skating, using his skill. And I like the fact that he shot the puck because he's had opportunities to shoot it and hasn't. And shot it tonight, and that's what happens when you shoot it. So it was a good game by him, though.
The play that Verhaeghe makes along the wall there to kind of protect the puck and maintain possession to be able to find him on that play. When those little things lead to big things, are those good teaching moments and opportunities to see what a player can do in those situations?
Well, to be honest, I thought that line was really good for us tonight. They had chances. I mean, Verhaeghe had a bunch slipped off a stick. He was making the right plays, and he either rolled off or what have you, but he possessed the puck. He made plays on the wall, in the middle of the ice. He was responsible. It was just a lot of good to his game, and I think it was probably a little deserving that those guys ended up scoring in the end. I know it was on the power play, but they just had a solid game, and it was, you know, you're looking for your team to take some steps forward. I think with every exhibition game so far, we've taken a step forward, and then, you know, that third period was by far our best period of the preseason.
Obviously, everyone knows what's at stake. There's some jobs available, and you had made it pretty clear. How do you give the guys maybe advice on how to maybe not, obviously they know what's at stake, but how to keep it out of their mind when they're trying to?
Hockey's hockey. Whether, you know, you're playing down the street in Brandon or you're at Amalie Arena, it's still, the rink's the same size, same amount of players on the ice. You put yourself in the position to sit here and say, okay, you have to understand that the guys probably are a little nervous. I mean, these are lifelong dreams, is to be put in these situations, and they're realizing their dreams just playing exhibition games. But, you know, naturally guys, you know, they want more. And you look back to the development of some of these players the last couple of years and how they've progressed, and it's been fun to watch. And now you want to see them, like, do it when you're playing against the big boys. And that's what makes it tough, because, you know, guys are putting their best foot forward. And, you know, as you mentioned tonight, Volkov did, and Verhaeghe. And there's a slew of other guys out there that I could sit here and say, God, hey, you know, it's really good to see the progression this player's made. But, you know, you just can't do it once. You got to do it next time you're in the lineup, you got to do it again. And the next time you're in it, you got to do it again. And that's what we're looking for, is for these guys to be putting forth, you know, these performances again and again and again.
With that in mind, you've only got one more preseason game before I assume you're going to pare down your roster mm-hmm. for next week. Mm-hmm. So how do you start to think about what your game lineup will be tomorrow night in terms of giving guys additional to the lineup?
Well, every organization is different. We try and get a good look at guys in these first four games. They're part of our organization, and again, you want to see how these guys progress. And then when you get down to those last three, it'll be the lion's share of, you know, most of the players that are going to be here. So it's tough to, you know, divvy these games up because it's that mix of, you want to get some of these vets, they want to touch the puck as well, and but you want to see as many of these rookies as you can. So everybody's doing what we're asking, but now it's, with every game, you know, the competition gets elevated. The more, you know, veterans you see in lineups, and this is where we got to see the guys perform.
The next step from that, depending on who's still here next week, you put them in a lineup to maybe with some of those veteran guys to see how they react to playing with more established players?
You can, as next week, we start getting later in the week, though, you kind of got to look after your team, where guys are going to play. So you rightfully, if somebody's going to play in whatever you want to call the top line, you're not putting guys there just because you want to see if they can. You kind of know where these guys are going to slot in. and they got to perform in that role that they're going to be given. And big thing for us is identifying the roles for these players and what we expect out of them. Because, you know, when all the guys, you know, we've kind of got things set where we're going to want players to slot in. But you do want guys that can play up and down the lineup. And so, you know, the speed, the skill, the hockey sense, it all is coming into play. And I think guys are slowly starting to separate themselves right now.
Coop McElhaney with some nice saves tonight. What, mm-hmm. I know it's still early, but what has he brought to the room and what can fans expect from him?
He's a pro. He's been around the league a long time, and he knows his role and what's expected of him with us. And you know, I thought he was really calm in the net. I mean, the one he let in was, nobody was stopping that one, and he made some big saves when we needed it to keep it a one-goal game, and ultimately it was the difference for us. But just a great veteran presence, and I'm sure, you know, Vass will be somebody he can lean on.
Good. Thank you. Yes, John. Oh, thank you. You have a match. Yeah.